They've been working for him for several years now, and in the last 2 years since he's been prime minister, they have collaborated on speeches that he has given to U.S. audiences, including a joint session of Congress last year and an appearance at the John F. Kennedy Memorial Library, in which he talked about the global war on terrorism.
Which other politicians have employed this firm, West Wing Writers?
West Wing Writers has also been employed by the Jordanian court, specifically Queen Rania. And other than that, they won't say. They boast on their website that they are confidential and guarantee secrecy to their clients.
So, how's this come to light?
Well, the payments were disclosed in filings that West Wing Writers made to the U.S. Justice Department because they were employed by an agent of a foreign government, namely Gordon Brown.
Do we know which sections of Gordon Brown's speech to Congress back in March were written by the Americans?
No, it is not possible. It's not disclosed, but there are some sections that, to my ears, betray a sensitivity to American political sentiment. In particular, there is a reference to, quote, "the bravery and valor of the Americans who gave that last full measure of devotion." And that is instantly recognizable to many American ears as a reference to Abraham Lincoln's 1863 Gettysburg Address.
Because this speech to Congress was quite different from a lot of speeches that Gordon Brown has made in the past. This was commented on by a lot of people at the time. It employed a lot of adjectives and abstract nouns and just language that Gordon Brown wouldn't usually be heard using.
Well, I suppose we now know why, that he was hiring a crack team of Americans who worked for Bill Clinton during his White House years.
I come to this great capital of this great nation, an America renewed under a new president, to say that America's faith in the future has been, is, and always will be an inspiration to me and to the whole world.